In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lernt Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Hello and welcome to part 3 of the German by radio course, Deutsch, warum nicht? In the first few lessons, we'll be repeating the most important elements of parts 1 and 2, so that even if you haven't followed all the broadcasts up to now, you can still join in. And we start off with a well-known German song to let you get accustomed to the sound of the language. You may have heard it sung in English. Here's the German version.
Sag mir, wo die Blumen sind. Wo sind sie geblieben? Sag mir, wo die Blumen sind. Was ist geschehen? Sag mir, wo die Blumen sind. Mädchen pflückten sie geschwind. Wann wird man je verstehen? Wann wird man je verstehen? Sag mir, wo die Mädchen sind, wo sind sie geblieben? Sag mir, wo die Mädchen sind, was ist geschehen? Sag mir, wo die Mädchen sind, Männer nahmen sie geschwind. Wann wird man je verstehen? Wann wird man je...
Sag mir, wo die Blumen sind. Where have all the flowers gone? Was recorded in 1962 by Marlene Dietrich. It's a lament for the victims of war, flowers, young girls and men. Marlene Dietrich, a famous German actress and singer, was born in 1901 in Berlin, which is where her career began. She died in Paris in 1992. During this course, we'll find out more about Berlin and its history. Today you can hear lesson 1. The music is super. Die Musik ist super. This lesson is different from the other lessons in the course. To begin with, we're going to repeat a technique that we explained in parts 1 and 2 to help you understand German more easily. First, you'll hear 3 scenes. Before each scene, you'll be asked a question which you should try to answer. Here's the first dialogue. Listen and try to work out where the scene is taking place.
Ach, ist das schön. Fantastisch.
Ja, die Musik ist super.
The sounds of car horns, bicycle bells and footsteps let you know that the scene is taking place in the street or on a square. A musician is playing his guitar and passers-by stop to listen to him. Some of them make comments about the music. Listen to the scene once again. What do the 3 passers-by say about the music?
Ach, ist das schön. Fantastisch.
Ja, die Musik ist super.
All 3 think the music is very good. The first woman says, oh, that's nice.
Ach, ist das schön.
The second woman says, fantastic.
Fantastisch.
The young man agrees and says, yes, the music is super.
Ja, die Musik ist super.
It wasn't too difficult to understand what the people were saying because they used 3 words which are more or less the same as in English. The words were Fantastisch, fantastic, Musik, music, and super, super.
Fantastisch.
Ja, die Musik ist super.
Words like that, let's call them international words, can help you to follow what's going on when you hear a dialogue in German for the first time. Listen to the next scene and concentrate on the sound effects and on the words. Try to imagine the scene with the street musicians. A young man walks up to the three passers-by on the street. What does he ask for?
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
Was willst du?
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
Ja, hier.
The young man asks them for a cigarette. Eine Zigarette.
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
The scene takes place in Germany, but it's the sort of situation that you could easily find in many other cities in the world. Imagine the setting. It's a place where young people hang out, where street musicians perform. And as often as not, the young people haven't got much money. Occasionally they ask passers-by for some money or for a cigarette. The young man you heard isn't surprised to be asked for a cigarette, but he didn't quite catch what was said to him. So he asks, "What do you want?"
Was willst du?
The young man repeats his question.
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
The conversation between the young man and the teenager continues. Try to imagine the scene and how it goes on from there. The teenager has asked for a cigarette. What else do you think he might ask for?
Hast du auch Feuer für mich?
Feuer? Nein, habe ich nicht.
Warten Sie, ich habe Feuer.
Danke.
If you want to smoke a cigarette, you need a light. So even if you don't know the word for a light, Feuer, which means fire, you can guess the meaning. Listen to the question once again.
Hast du auch Feuer für mich?
The young man can't be bothered looking for his lighter, so he says, "A light? No, sorry, I haven't got one."
Feuer? Nein, hab ich nicht.
But an older gentleman, who's more helpful, says, "Wait a moment, I've got a light."
Warten Sie, ich habe Feuer.
The teenager thanks him.
Danke.
And in a moment we'll go over some of the points you should watch out for when you hear a dialogue in this course for the first time. To begin with, try to concentrate on where a scene is taking place. You can often tell this from the sound effects.
Ach, ist das schön. Fantastisch.
Ja, die Musik ist super.
In the second scene, try to work out what the people are talking about. Words that you recognize from English, like Zigarette, cigarette, will give you a clue.
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
Was willst du?
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
In the third scene, try to imagine how the conversation will continue from there. So if you hear the word for a cigarette, eine Zigarette, you can expect to hear the word for a light, Feuer,
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
Ja, hier.
Hast du auch Feuer für mich?
Feuer? Nein, habe ich nicht.
Listen to the dialogues once again, and while you're listening to the music break, sit back and relax. First of all, just listen to the sound of German.
Sag mir, wo die Mädchen sind, wo sind sie geblieben? Sag mir, wo die Mädchen sind, was ist geschehen? Sag mir, wo die Mädchen sind, Männer nahmen sie geschwind, wann wird man je verstehen, wann wird man je verstehen? Sag mir, wo die Männer sind, wo sind sie geblieben? Sag mir, wo die Männer sind, was ist geschehen?
Next you discover where the scene is taking place.
Ach, ist das schön.
Fantastisch.
Ja, die Musik ist super.
In the following dialogue, try to pick out the words you recognize from English or from another language.
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
Was willst du?
Hast du mal eine Zigarette für mich?
Ja, hier.
And now try to imagine how the dialogue might possibly continue.
Hast du auch Feuer für mich?
Feuer? Nein, habe ich nicht.
Warten Sie, ich habe Feuer.
Danke.
Well, that brings us to the end of the first lesson. In the next lesson, we'll introduce the characters in this course. One of them, as you'll discover, is rather unusual. That's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.